Each Monday, WILL brings you legal issues in the news with commentary from a faculty member of the University of Illinois College of Law.
Let's talk about sitigation. Get it? City, litigation, sitigation. I didn't make it up. The term is starting to catch on as a label for cities that sue. In 2014, the city of Miami sued three major U.S. banks involved in lending money to homebuyers. It based its arguments on the Fair Housing Act, a federal statute aimed at preventing housing discrimination. The complaint paints a picture of a city devastated by foreclosures. At the time of Miami's lawsuit, banks had foreclosed on almost 2 million homes in Florida. Florida was the leading state, the complaint declares, in zombie foreclosures. Homes were stuck in the realm of the undead, in the process of being foreclosed, but not yet reclaimed by the lender. Underlying the devastation, the city alleged, were the bank's practices of targeting minority homeowners. Traditional redlining was alive and well, the practice of denying credit to particular neighborhoods based on race. Reverse redlining was a dubious innovation, giving mortgage credit to minority borrowers, but doing it on exploitative terms, predatory lending. The city and the banks have fought this case all the way up to the Supreme Court, which will decide it this term. What are they fighting over? Not proof, and not what the banks actually did. They are fighting over whether a city can bring this lawsuit. Can Miami be the plaintiff? By the time the case reached the U.S. Supreme Court, it had boiled down to two questions. One, what is the, quote, zone of interests, unquote, that the Fair Housing Act protects? And does Miami fall within that zone? Two, did the bank's lending practices cause the city's injuries? How was Miami harmed? The city argued that unnecessary or early foreclosures of minority-owned homes decreased property values, robbing the city of tax revenue. Miami also pointed to the money it spent on police, firefighters, building inspectors, debris removal, all the costs of spreading urban blight. There was some sympathy on the court. Here the cities are standing up, said Justice Kagan, and saying every time you do this redlining and this reverse redlining, essentially a community is becoming blighted, and who better than the city to recognize that interest and to assert it? The bank's lawyers responded that the city was the wrong plaintiff. Borrowers or the Justice Department could sue, but not the city. If Miami could sue, warned the lawyers, almost anyone could. The neighbor whose property value goes down, the utility company that loses a ratepayer, etc., etc. Also, if Miami could sue, so could the other 19,300 cities in America. Even if it could sue, the banks argued, the harms to the city could not be tracked back to what the banks did. What about global recession, historic drop in home prices, uninterested buyers, and even squatters or vandals that damaged the abandoned housing stock? These are the arguments before the Supreme Court, and we will see how the court resolves them. But particularly in a context where cities and states and national government may have different policy priorities and constituencies, we need to pay attention to what these cities can do. The case before the Supreme Court won't decide that broader issue, but it is an example of a type of fight we should look out for. Those are cities that sue, and this is Verity Winship.
You can hear Legal Issues in the News each Monday on Morning Edition on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9, or listen online at will.illinois.edu.